It's the WGIL Morning News with Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, and Will Stevenson.
District 205 Superintendent Bart Arthur is taking a couple of minutes to join us this morning. Bart, thank you so much for joining us. I know you probably have not gotten much sleep over the past few days, if not the past few weeks.
No, that's right. But, you know, that comes with a job, and I know the teachers are feeling the same way, and the office administrators and the principals out in the buildings, and I'm sure the parents aren't getting much sleep
right.
either. You know, it's a sad situation, and I hope it ends soon.
Well, Bart, first off, there's, you know, obviously there's always two sides to every issue. Is there any information that you've been hearing coming out or seeing on social media or what? I know you probably haven't had a lot of time to see any of this or maybe pay attention, but any information that you think the public maybe isn't getting about what's going on?
Well, I don't know if they're not getting the information. I think sometimes because it is one-sided, they may be getting misstatements or just maybe don't have the whole understanding of the context of what comments are being made. But, you know, the one thing that I feel very confident about is the board has made a really, what I consider a very fair offer. I mean, you know, with our situation with the state budget the way it is and the finances and the possibility of, you know, the pension cuts, you know, we're looking at a pretty drastic situation in schools, and we've used some of the reserves to pay the teachers and all those things, and it's just coming down to we can only offer so much, and I feel like the board really has done that. It comes out to about a 5.25 average over 3 years, and in this climate, I feel like that's very fair. You know, and the teachers, they have a right. I mean, I believe in what they do. I wish we could give them more, but we just can't.
Bart, this is Will Stevenson. This was an offer from the district that was discussed yesterday, was termed a final offer. Is it indeed a final offer, or is there even still wiggle room here?
No, we never used the term final. That was our last offer. You know, there's no room to wiggle on salary. I can tell you that right now. There's still so many issues out there that they haven't let us know what we're striving. They're striking over salary. They're striking over language. And so, you know, it's pretty difficult to even narrow it down to can we get a settlement, because they just have a lot of issues. And unfortunately, we haven't been able to come to an agreement.
Bart, how often do you anticipate, or maybe you can't ever guess, that negotiations will go on? I would think there would be a period here where so many long hours have been put in by both sides that you almost have to take a breath and try and think things through and come at it again in a few days. What's the schedule as we go forward with this?
Well, there is nothing scheduled. We are willing to meet, you know, when the union decides they want to. Our door is open, and because I believe and we want to get a settlement, and you know, some things that they would like to see us move on, we can't. Through managerial rights and things like that, we've given all we can give, and I feel terrible because I really believe in our teachers. I think they do a great job, and believe me, if we had better funding, we would pay them. You know, our $2.7 million deficit is almost identical to what our loss in state aid is. It's been about $2.8 million over the last 4 years. So that pretty much explains it.
Would these problems be solved if that state aid was fully restored, or are there other issues that go beyond money here?
Well, there are some other issues, but I will tell you that if the state aid was the full amount, we wouldn't be having this discussion. I'm guaranteeing you that the board would have come through with a little bit more, and you know, I don't think we'd have a strike. We would still have some issues over language, but you know, our position is that we believe in our teachers too, and I feel bad that they don't trust us. I mean, I feel like I've operated in a you know, my leadership has been with integrity, and you know, we're not trying to hide anything. Our numbers are our numbers, and there's no saying, well, you know, we've got plenty of money, we're going to give some to you, because we're operating on a you know, billion-dollar budget or million-dollar budget, and that's pretty tough when we're starting to use up our reserves. And you know, when that stuff goes, there's no more money. And I'd hate to have to say, well, we're going to close the doors or borrow more and those kind of things, because we're almost borrowed out on the building fund.
We're talking to District 205 Superintendent Bart Arthur here on the WGIO Morning News. And Bart, it was unfortunate. One of the things that we've talked with you about, we've talked with Principal Roy Van Meter, and we've talked about on this show ad nauseum, is where the money came from for the construction project going on at Galesburg High School for the new sports facilities. And as I said, we've talked and talked about it. I think it was unfortunate. At some point, I saw in one of the stories during the informational picket, the first thing out of one of the union representatives' mouths was, well, here, we built this $16.1 million facility. It's like, you know, knowing full well that money had nothing to do with what this strike is about.
Well, and if it, I guess the sad thing is, if they believe that, then we've got a problem. You know, I've tried my best to communicate that those funds can't be commingled. There's no leeway on that. You can't say, okay, we're going to take that money, we're going to put into the building and give it to the teachers. That money was, it's dedicated to facilities repair and building new, and that's what we've done, and it's, they're a good thing. You know, it's disappointing that we have a great thing going to improve our working conditions for the teachers. Obviously the PE teachers will benefit greatly from that facility, and the coaches and all those things, and the number of kids that will benefit from it. And it's too bad that that's turned into a negative on some of their views.
Yeah, we were talking this morning, Bart, how this should be a time of real celebration with this new facility. I mean, this is something people have dreamed about for a long time out at Galesburg High School, and with what's going on here to start the year, it's really kind of taking away from what should be a lot of joy, I guess.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you know, it is a gorgeous facility, and we've got a funding mechanism to pay for it through the county sales tax, and we appreciate the people's voting for that, because without that, we wouldn't be doing this. And, you know, it's just frustrating, because the whole idea is we want to bring more people to our community, and obviously that's probably not going to be a very good statement that we're going to have a teacher strike. So, you know, I hope we can get it settled quickly.
All right, Bart, we want to thank you so much for your time. We know you're busy and have many things to do. Thank you very much for your time this morning. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up here this morning?
No, I don't think so. I appreciate the call, and you know, we'll try and stay in touch and let the especially the public know that we will notify them as soon as we can when we're going to get back to school.
Real quickly, Bart, we can say for sure that since, and it's a valid question in some circles, there will not be the start of school on Thursday.
No, unless some miraculous thing happens, that won't happen. We're making plans today to, you know, stop all the bus routes and do all the things we need to do from our end.
All right. Bart, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
News, information, and great conversation every weekday morning. The WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.